You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
The train.
All right, everyone. Good morning. Welcome back to y'all. All of our government folks and people are off yesterday.
Let's get back to work.
Welcome back to the Battle of the Week.
Hey, wake up, Tucson. Good morning, Christy Simone.
Good morning to you. We got a lot of great reviews from some folks who went to that Veterans Day parade yesterday.
I know. I heard nothing but great stories about... Mrs. Alexander was in the Veterans Day parade yesterday.
Nice. I saw she sent me a picture. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was just great. The people along the way, the people in the parade... So it was a very nice experience.
Look at that.
So look at you guys. Way to go.
And then I talked to Mr. Van Buren and a couple other folks who went to the Alan Michaels Balloon Fest in Marin.
Ah, yes.
From MHC Healthcare.
Hadn't heard.
They said it was great.
Good.
You know, they had a few logistical things the year before.
Right.
And they said getting in and out was great. All the, you know, 25 food trucks. Malta Joe was there. I mean, Billy Shaw Jr. Band. I mean,
yeah. How could you not have a good time?
It sounds like they had, again, several thousand people bouncing around that place. So congratulations to Alan and the folks out there putting on a heck of an event. So, Ed, we got your Knights of Columbus guys coming.
Yeah, we're going to be having a car show in the parking lot here in a little bit. This will be great.
So, Ed's going to bring his Isuzu pickup truck that got ripped off four times. So, for all of you folks, right, you say, I want to go see a 57 Chevy or this Mustang or this Thunderbird. If you go to this thing, you'll see Ed's Isuzu truck. What was that thing? The one that got stolen four times.
Yes, it was a Nissan pickup.
Sorry, Nissan pickup that was stolen five times in Pliskin Acres.
It's a Subaru Outback convertible. Yeah, that's a picture for you.
We got Deb Ferns, Babes with Bullets coming up.
That? Come on.
That's a spicy meatball.
That's great.
That's always a good thing. Spicy meatball. Diana from Humane Society. And if Rivera's awake, we could talk to him.
I talked to him. He's ready.
You talked to him. When did you talk to him?
Yes, last night.
That doesn't mean anything. This morning is this morning, buddy.
Well, you know. What's he got to do? He's got to look at the sports page. You know? He's got to go around the sports websites. It'll be okay.
I made the decision on what we're going to call the blue square.
Okay,
I'll announce that before this is over. I've made an executive decision, as we like to say. It'll be like... It'll be like Yul Brynner in the Ten Commandments. Let it be written, let it be done.
There you go.
So
it's not my hood, so you can do that. If it was my hood, I would say, hey, wait a minute, I get final say. But I am Pliskin Acres, so you can...
You are Pliskin Acres.
Crown them, whatever you want to crown them. I don't know if there were gunshots or fireworks last night. What do you think?
Well, that's part of our PSA, right? You remember in our Pliskin Acres PSA, you hear those things, and Greg goes, is that firecrackers or gunshots? You just never know in Pliskin Acres.
It was last night.
It's okay. Keep showing your toes. Yeah, just when you're sitting there falling asleep
petting the dog. You know.
Watching Longmire for the 14th time. This is where you're at. I'm going to do a dramatic reading today. I was thinking about this. Our video with Gary Davidson's up on the Wake Up YouTube page. This is about how he's reading Chuck's own memos. And
yeah, the county budget.
We're only going to,
the roads money.
So remember, in a memo, he said this is our final option. If we have to charge you more money to fix the roads, right? And then I thought, how many people did he, through his ineptitude or bullcrapping them? Because of the sway the county has over business leaders, and then there's also people are just bought into their crap, right? So I got on the voter pamphlet, the official voter pamphlet that they sent to everyone at 463.
Okay.
And I went through all of the people who repeated Chuck's crap.
Yes.
So I'm going to do a dramatic reading of some excerpts.
Who he talked into all this, and they went, none of them looked at it.
And I'll explain why this is important as we move through to 2020.
We blindly follow.
I'm not just doing this stuff to just, give you the told you so on some of these folks. It's also the fact that there's a lesson that's going to happen for next year. You all have to pay attention to. All right, because elections, I don't know if you know, elections are coming up next year. I got a great article called Liberals Hate Police, which could explain a lot in Tucson, Arizona.
Welcome to Rahina Land, yes.
The middle class is really experiencing an economic boom. The data doesn't lie. We'll talk about that. What else do we got here today? We're going to talk about a business owner that I know who has concerns about how the city is going to change 12th South 12th.
Yeah, what's all that about?
This is why you listen to the Wake Up Tucson show at Alexander.
It's true.
You know,
it's darn true.
You know, as you like to say, hey, what's going on with that? You know, that's why you hang out with us.
We'll find out.
We'll let you know before this is all over. What else we got here today? It's so funny. We were having dinner with friends yesterday who said they just went to this event for this guy who announced he's running for Congress.
Oh, gosh.
And then up in my neck of the woods, and then he was on a few TV shows today.
Hmm.
What else?
I was walking out the door, and there was a Martha McSally's going to take your health care away add-on already. It was very well produced.
Oh, I've seen that. There is a
billboard.
That billboard up here on when you take Palo Verde and you get on, when I take it to go home, right, and I'm going west on I-10, you have to look real quick on the left. There's a picture of Martha, right, or something. No, it's not Martha. It says, ask Senator McSally to protect our lands or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Then they have a picture of a golden retriever, which they're making fun of her dog, Boomer.
Yeah, this will attack her dog.
And it's, but it says, Boomer says Martha should do it. So,
Now, there's going to be a lot of ugly money thrown at this race, man. Oh, this was really slick. Man, people interviewing people, and it did not look like commercial, looked like a news story.
This is the one about price fixing?
I don't know. Something about health care. And I went, you know, Martha's going to take your health. And I went, I'm out the door. Sorry, can't get to watch the rest of it. But, boys, it's November 12th, 2019, and they are ready with the dirty money, lads. God. So I think I figured out why these people back east are so damn mean and ugly and grumpy. I mean, look at this weather again. Washington, D.C., Reagan Airport, 47 and rain today. A high 50 with snow. Snow and isolated showers tonight. Then 38 for a high tomorrow. 45 on Thursday. I mean, crud. Who wants to live in that junk? You 50 with lows of 30. You know, you live back there. Which we all,
so what's
a lot
the,
of us
what's,
did.
What's the excuse for the grumpy people in
because
the center?
Because they live in the ugly, stinking mess back there. It's gray.
Let me finish my question.
Oh, okay.
What's the
come on in.
What's the excuse for the people living around the U of A? Their weather's just as good as ours.
It's the echo chamber of talking to those people. What are you kidding? They all sit around going, God, the world sucks, right? Here we are. We got a beautiful moonlit night on the desert, right? Is there anything wrong in your life? No, but we hate him and we hate that and we hate her and... It's like, shut up, man. You're living in paradise. But in your echo chamber, on your tweets and your... It's like, these people are mean and he's going to take away your blah. It's like, God, let them live. You know, we're going to put a wall around California. Now, Oregon wants to do it. Did you see it? Portland said, stay out of our state.
To who?
To the Californians. Yesterday,
really?
Yeah. They said stay out. So they're going to put a wall around California. We put a wall to stop the people coming in from California, and we can live our life again. Jeez. And if you want to fly in from D.C., we got lots of nice places for you to come and spend your money and then go home. It's a good thing.
Now, one bit of good news for everybody before we go to break.
Yes.
Our good friend Tony Amato and the Lady Wildcats are hosting a NCAA soccer tournament, first round game here Saturday night, 6 p.m. Saturday, first round matchup against TCU.
There you go.
So we need to help this guy sell this place out.
And Arizona football is a 27-point underdog in their game against Oregon. Don't waste your time.
So it's interesting. That
27 points.
Yesterday morning when I was talking to Billy number one, Billy two, it was 25, I think, 25 and a half. So no one's – they got to sweeten the pot to draw a little Arizona money.
Get some money in here.
So 27 and a half.
At least. A friend of mine said, oh, they'll – It'll be more like 10. Hell no.
Was your friend drinking?
No.
Oh.
Wow. It was weird. Are you ready?
Well, the first thing, as a former Grand Knight of the Knights of Columbus, I'm very appreciative of the punctuality of your KFC guys.
Well, isn't that how they do that? I mean, these guys are pretty well regimented. Do they have their swords and their plumes and stuff like
they
that?
They have plumes. Okay. They have their fourth degree tuxedos on. They're ready to do this up. We're going to bring these guys in right now.
You're going to have to explain that to me.
Well, there's so much I can explain to you about the degrees of the order.
The rest of it's secret.
There's secret stuff that if I tell you, I don't know.
You got secret rooms.
Supreme
and stuff
Knight
like that.
Carl Anderson will come stab me in the back or something.
It's tough in
the Catholic Church, Ed. All right, wake up, Tucson. 10:30, The Voice.
It's Brian Hyland's birthday today. It's sunshine and good things. Put on your itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
All right, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.
What is she doing there?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You okay over there, Ed?
I guess. It must have been doing
I appreciate your honesty to that question. When I say, are you okay over there, you go, I guess.
Oh.
So, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk, 790-2040. Of course, we love talking about great local events.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm a past grand poobah of the Knights of Columbus. I led the fight against sausage patties, against Lynx, and all the pancake breakfasts. It was one of my big things. We had arguments about it for every other meeting about this. Good morning to Dave and Alex from Corpus Christi Catholic Church, Knights of Columbus, 12696. Did I get that right?
Right.
So the higher the number, the more recent the establishment of the council. So if you guys, that's how it works. So I think the oldest one in the Tucson area is probably 1200, right? Council 1200?
I'm not sure. Which one is it?
That's the one on Tucson Boulevard over there.
There's some young ones there.
You are correct. So good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Nice.
Good to be here.
Nice to be here.
Now, Dave, somehow you know Ed Alexander. What is this cause of this friendship with Ed? How did this happen?
Well, Ed and I and his wife Julie kind of met by accident.
Nope.
His daughter
Courtney,
yes. And my younger son Casey went to high school together.
Gotcha.
What high school would that be?
Well, it's Sell Point Catholic
High
School. Go Lancers.
Go Lancers.
Take state, right?
They're still on their way.
So yeah, that was a few years back, maybe about 10, 14 years ago. So Courtney and Casey were really good friends, and that's how we met Ed. And they used to go to our tailgates at the U of A, and they used to feed Ed and Julie. So they kept coming back. Couldn't get rid of Ed.
Yeah, free food? So, hell yeah, you know.
And all that food.
Food and drink.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's not
good
stupid. He knows where it's
and
at.
And then his son, Casey, went to Oregon.
Yeah, he's a duck. I heard the point spread was 27. I really think it's going to come down to a field goal, guys.
Oh, bull.
Oregon by 30.
There you go.
Oh,
that's more like it.
I was going to say, were you sniffing some turpentine before you came
right,
in here?
Keep on
dreaming.
So first and foremost, where exactly is Corpus Christi Catholic Church where this is going down?
Tell me.
When we see Tankerville Loop, what does that mean?
Tankerville Loop and Broadway, which is, Broadway and Houghton.
Okay.
That's the area right there.
Gotcha.
East of Broadway in between Speedway and Broadway. So it's a relatively new parish, beautiful church.
Very nice, yes. Yeah.
So tell me about this party you guys are putting on, the Cool Nights and Hot Cars 2.
Right, 2. Wow. This is our second annual.
Right.
We started last year. That was our first one. We were just learning, you know, what to do, how to even start a show. And that's what we did. And it came off rather well. So this year is going to be our second one, and that's how it started, you know, and we're just trying to make it better.
How many cars or vehicles are you guys going to have?
Well, this year, we're going to have at least 60 to 80. It all depends.
Sure.
And this Tucson is like a town where everybody goes to the last minute.
Oh, well,
of course, mañana.
Oh, yeah, last minute.
It's a mañana town.
Right now we have so many cars. I think we have like about 43, 44. But believe me, I get calls every, you know, toward the couple days later.
Sure.
I get calls and they want to, you know, register. And then you have people that come in just to show up at the day.
So we're going to look at cars. What else are we going to do?
There's vendors.
What does vendors mean?
vendors. That's a couple of display people that are going to be there.
Got any food? Got any drink?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have food. And let me tell you about the food real quick, guys. Yeah. We're going to have... obviously, coffee and donuts about 7 o'clock for the people actually in the show, and then a few of the guys and I are going to be cooking breakfast. Ed, you're going to love this.
I'm ready. What's
I think
up?
You've eaten some of our food.
Yes.
As Ed knows, my wife and I are from a suburb outside Silver City, New Mexico, so we cook some pretty good food out there. So we're going to have bagels and bacon and egg cheese bagels, and then for people who really like chorizo and burrito, chorizo and potato burritos,
do it
New Mexico style. We're going to have that. And then my wife, Wanda, is going to make a big batch of pozole, Ed, which is a red soup with hominy and pork, and really good in the mornings and stuff. So we're going to be serving breakfast from about 7:30 to 9:30. And then our buddy Brian over at Hop Sports Grill is going to come over at 10:30.
We know him well.
And start grilling hamburgers and sausage and peppers that he makes. Right. And the food there is great. So Brian's going to help us out on this car show, too, with the food.
Excellent.
So pretty much that's on the food. And then the actual car show starts at 9:30, and then they'll be judging awards and all-star be award ceremony about 1:30 or so. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have food, music, fun.
Anytime in between then 9:30 and 1:30. And I'll be eating most of the time.
You just scored 10 of our listeners on New Mexico-style chorizo burrito.
Pozole, you know, red style, red chili style, of course.
Now, what's the name of this, vibrant suburb of Silver City you're from?
Well,
you just said it.
I laugh Silver because City. I grew up in a small town, Chris, Hurley, New Mexico.
My wife
grew up in about 7 miles from there. It used to be Central New Mexico, but they changed the name recently, Santa Clara, New Mexico. We're from the same high school, so storybook, high school sweethearts, been married 41 years, so I'm a blessed man.
Gotcha. Okay. Real quick, before we run out of time, tell us, there's certain Knights of Columbus councils have certain charities that they want to support or things. So for your council, what do you guys concentrate on? Where's these proceeds going to go? What do you guys do during the year? What are some of those places that you like to support?
Well, we support a lot of charitable organizations. Okay, there is so many that we do, and I can't even name them all. But we do. We have scholarships that we support for the
kids going to college.
College, exactly.
Right.
There's so many. I can't even.
Wow.
I don't even have names right
this
now.
This is like an infirmarial. There's so many, we can't even name them here. It's early, I forgive you.
One of the things we did this past Saturday, Chris, is we hosted a pretty much for the fourth degree Knights assembly and veterans. We hosted a dinner at our parish where we cooked about 115 steaks. I was one of the lucky ones to grill that stuff. Other guys, we made steamed sautéed vegetables, twice baked potato, about 90 pieces of chicken. And it was really, really neat to see that. So we do some of that stuff. We've cooked for St. Augustine High School burgers.
As a past Grand Knight, it's always necessary to have 2 to 4 of the crew that like to cook for everybody else and do it well.
I've noticed that.
He does it well.
That's what
he does.
And speaking of Grand Knights, I think Tony TNT Contreras, our Grand Knight at our council, is probably listening this morning, so we've got to give kudos to Tony.
Hey,
dynamite, as Jimmy Walker once said.
So now look, you see this poster here with the hot car for the cool night?
Yes,
who did that poster?
That was Chip Travers, your buddy Chip.
Our man, Chip. Captain EG and all that. He's the man. He was here. He won an Addy Award. He was here for, remember, and we interviewed him.
Very, very
cool. Some great stuff, and he does a lot, still does a lot of great stuff for
And speaking of that, we've got a shirts for you guys, kind of like the poster.
Look at that.
Cool Knights, and we just didn't know which size you guys wore, so we've got a large, extra large, and super large. We don't want to offend anybody.
We'll make it happen. So, yeah. All right, so it's this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Saturday. Okay. The show starts at 9:30 till 2, and we have over $1,200 in prizes that we're going to give away for, raffle.
Sure.
And 50-50.
Oh, wow. So you can actually get in a raffle and win something.
And for spectators, it's free to enter. You just got to buy your food, do the raffles.
Right.
So tell us where it is again, because I might get lost.
It's at Corpus Christi Catholic Church at 300 North Tonkaverde Loop.
So you take Speedway?
You can take Speedway or Broadway East. And like I said, it's 3300 Northtown Converted Loop. And Ed, Chris, thanks for having us on. And Ed, we looked all over Tucson, and we decided to go with the voice of Tucson.
Oh,
Big Ed. The mayor. The mayor, right?
Mayor of Pliskin Acres, as we call
him. There you go.
You guys do pancake breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Sausage, patties or links? This is very important in the Knights of Columbus.
Well, actually... Some want bacon, some want sausage, and
kind of sausage?
It's a fight. It is. And it's a fight, and it's always been like that.
I'm telling you, bro, I've been to 45-minute debates at a council meeting where I swear to God, one of the brother knights said, well, you can't do links because they roll off the plate, and if you got a kid, it can get on the floor. And you're like, yeah. All right. Yeah.
This hasn't changed.
This Saturday morning, check it out at Corpus Christi Catholic Church, 300 North Tankerville Loop. Great food all day long by Dave and his wife, and then moving on with Brian at Hops. Totally amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Booker T's birthday today.
You mean he did another song that wasn't Green Onions?
Hell yeah. Hip hugger, baby.
I think he's got a fun Christmas album, too, if I remember, Booker T. So.
Probably.
I know you hate Christmas, but...
That's true.
So, it happens. Scrooge Alexander. 790-2040. We got so much stuff to get to. Deb Ferns is coming up at the top of the hour. So, yesterday I talked about, in the last two Sunday papers... our good friend of the show, Sarah Gasson, keeps talking about how no Republicans want to write in her paper, and then when she admitted in the paper two Sundays ago that she's breaking her rule of she's trying to get as many, quote, conservative-leaning letters in the paper because she's not, but then she's maligning that no one from the conservative side is really writing in anymore. Okay?
Nah.
So I wanted to go to the mailbag at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com, and I want to go to this. This is from listener Mateo over in Sam Hughes neighborhood. They're undercover over there or something like that, right? Part of the wakey resistance. Sarah has hit this subject. Oh, dear Chris and Ed.
Ah.
Sarah has hit this subject twice in the past week to 10 days. She apparently can't wrap her brain around the fact that the Star has simply alienated half of their audience by running a progressive liberal echo chamber instead of a newspaper. Hold on, I got to get my sound thing here.
There you go.
They have chosen to spend money on opinion writers instead of actual reporters. They have continually ridiculed anyone who questions the city or county in any issue. They do it on the pages of the paper, or they take the social media to police Facebook and Twitter. See the attached screenshot from Stellar on Facebook saying, if you don't want a tax increase, then you don't want the roads fixed. 6 months later, Chuck finds the money in the general fund. Wrong again, Tim.
Hey, baby.
Then when Sarah says, quote, why don't you send letters so we can have a community conversation? Well, Sarah, the conversation's happening without you in other places. We don't need your anachronistic team of explainers to know that crime is rampant, the economic growth in Tucson's anemic, that TUSD is bad, the local government actively chases businesses out, and the roads are bad. KOLD cracked a Grant and Alvernon joke on Halloween while you endorsed 4 more years of status quo.
Whoa! Baby, hit it. Wow. Hello.
This one passage made me laugh. What about the unsigned guest opinions they published about within last year about the Women's Day Festival organizers being a bunch of racists? Remember that one? Where she did an unnamed op-ed of someone who was pissed off at the Native American woman. I forgot how that whole thing worked. Charges of naked racism against the organizers and the police. Published anonymously. Come on, Sarah. Quote, essential? In a word, no, we don't publish letters from anonymous writers. Because that's another question. Because when she did her Q&A, she's like, oh, people ask me, why do I have to put my name on there? You published an anonymous op-ed yourself. from someone who had an axe to grind with the organizers of a woman's march, for God's sakes. And no political ideology has a monopoly on jerks. This is from Sarah. I hear this fear and loathing on all sides. Unnamed sources hold considerably less credibility than those who are identified. And having a conversation without knowing who's participating doesn't add to our civic life. Here's the last magic line from Sarah on this. You're going to love this, Ed. Accuracy and transparency are essential.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right above her door when you walk in, I'm sure.
All right, got to go back to the mailbag. Kurt Schmidt wants to know if the time for taking suggestions for the area that voted for Sanctuary City. Right, so basically we've got it. It's south of Pliskin Acres,
mm-hmm.
Down to Broadway, and it's between Alvernon and Grande. Okay, this is the area.
Okay, but so it's Broadway to...
Speedway. Right.
Grande to...
Alvernon.
All
right. So he wants to say, how about Volgeville? After all, if Green Acres had its Hooterville, then why shouldn't Pliskin Acres have its Volgeville? Who is more deserving than a special recognition for their lasting contributions to Tucson than Tom Volge, former mayor and perpetual professor? By naming the swath of the old Pueblo so prevalently populated by the hypocritical political and academic elites that voted for 205, you would ensure that the legend of Tom Volge lives on in perpetuity.
You guys are overthinking it. He does. He overthinks it. So Tom Volge's got his own Speedway underpass. That's enough for Tom Volge, okay? It doesn't do us any good to hammer on Tom Volge in 2019. We need to hammer on somebody we can hammer on and make a difference. So it's a cool idea, but forget the old people, man. We need to stay focused on 2020.
So I agree with a good portion of what you're saying. And you're right. I do like the idea. It's an underpass named after him?
Yeah, this under Speedway, the Cherry Underpass.
Oh, that's right.
Right? And it's like, it's got plaques everywhere. It's crazy. On the top, on the side, you're on the underpass, you're under here. You know,
it's very appropriate that he's...
And the streetcar goes right under
that. He's under a bridge-like thing, because what other things live under bridges?
Bats.
Trolls.
Oh!
Now, I like where he's going. Now, he also said, because I just love how it rolls off the mouth, Kazakhstan, right? But he is right. It's a great name to associate with whatever Steve K's geographic legacy is going to be, but since he was arguably a vocal critic of 205, another name would be more appropriate. So I agree with that.
Nice idea. I like the idea, but I don't sleep.
So where were we? I'll just do it right now. Okay.
Ooh, hold on, dude. Okay. Dude. We have to have a. All right.
Do you have your drum roll ready?
I couldn't get that as fast as I could get that one. So, okay.
So, yeah, and I'll tell you when to hit it. Absolutely. Okay. Is in the end, if you listen to this show, right, there are two main architects of Tucson's doom. One is Danny Ekstrom, and the other one is Raul Grijalva.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this subject, because of course everything in Grijalva's world is through this racist lens.
And we're talking the Sanctuary City's proposition.
Right. So we're going to name this after him. This is one of the leading ones. Van Buren started it with Grijalva's Grotto. We've heard Grijalva's Gardens. Gardens.
Nah. Too nice.
But we are going with the official name, Ed. Hit the drum roll.
Hold on one minute.
Grijalva Gulch.
Okay.
That's what we're going to. It just sounds like it's just Gulch. It's got that name to it, right? And really what it is, think about it, right? Rahina wants Sanctuary City, but she doesn't want to give up the money. And she is, again, if you're going to do Democrat land and you split it, you guys got to understand, it's split off. The Democrat Party, this is where Farley didn't fall in either one or the other. This is one of his problems in the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a Grijalvite, and he's not an Ekstromite.
He wasn't far enough this way or that way or anything.
Right? Raul is all ideology. Okay? he's the ideal. Ideal. Now, don't get me wrong. He's all into everything else Danny is. You know, we're not, you know, screw up the county. You know, he's, you know, screwed up TUSD. His daughter's still screwing up TUSD. And now that she's got this Burke guy, she'll probably continue to screw up TUSD. Now.
Yeah, because for those who don't remember, he was on the school board before. That's where he started this great.
Right.
Emancipation.
Remember,
of the Grijalvas.
U of A professor of Mexican studies, right? TUSD, county soups, moves to Congress, okay? So remember, if you want to, so.
Sorry. I can't make the thing stop.
That's
sorry.
All right. I'm okay with this. I'm not upset. Now, on one side, Raul Grijalva, right? And so what's on that side? What's the Grijalva side of this, right? So that's, you know, Richard Elias.
Yep.
Right? Rahina.
Yeah.
Right? She's on that side of it, right? Adelita, Crystal Foster, Cam Juarez when he was on the board, right? These kind of folks. Then over on the other side, you got Danny Ekstrom. That's Ramon Valadez. That's Sharon Bronson. And then you kind of work off the tree that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So we'll figure out something for Danny another day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. A friend of mine saw him someplace, and he's so miffed that he can't believe anyone would call him out for being one of Tucson's. Danny Ekstrom cannot believe he is being called out as one of the architects of Tucson's doom. But he is.
Yeah. He was one of the founders. These guys were all in the back room together.
Of course.
And started this thing.
So we're going with...
You're not supposed to remember that, people. You're supposed to be just gotten here in like... 20 years ago and not know any of this stuff.
Grijalva Gulch.
You go.
Is now the name for that area.
That little blue square by the U of A where all the professors live and they have nice maids and it's, but no walls. Yeah, right.
I was telling you that story a little before Election Day, how Amazon spent $1.5 million on the city council races. In Seattle,
mm-hmm.
because they're losing,
mm-hmm.
of course, lost their mind. Well, the socialist they tried to get rid of, she won her race.
Oh, wow.
So she's still there. And she is a actual socialist. That's actually her thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you look at her the ballot, instead of a D, it might have an S.
You get what you want, baby. There you go. At Seattle. What do you think was going to turn?
So she had a, she was having a little victory speech. And on the podium, she had a giant orange banner with the words Tax Amazon in giant print.
Listen to this. Listen to these people.
Working people in our city have stood up and said, quote, Seattle's not for sale, unquote, and the crowd cheered. Her win in a tight race looks to many like a repudiation of Amazon's money and an expression of this is from the Washington Post, kids, so owned by Bezos, but an expression of frustration with big companies often blamed for rising inequality. That entry into a bigger conversation about politics and wealth feels fitting, said Seattle-based historian Margaret O'Mara. You know, what happens is, of course, and we're the ultimate example of it. You have used and abused the small business guy and gal so bad in this town, powers that be, that you have to make deals with people that you don't want to make deals with. You have to rely. Think about this. Right? If you're the city of Tucson, this all started with the big box ordinance. Right? We don't want big boxes. They're so evil. But you constantly kick the hell out of the small business guy and girl.
Small business people, yes. You don't want them either.
Right?
You just want their money.
You know, all the stories are legion over the years. Pain in the butt to open a business, expand a business, modify a business. If you don't know the right council person or you don't work the whatever, you don't have the right relationships or you hire the right lawyer, it's tougher than the average bear to get your stuff done. Talk to the lady who tried to open a bike ranch, for God's sakes. Okay? So all that's going on. Of course, we have rampant crime. The amount of, I'm going to tell you something, the amount of talking to police in the last, at TPD in the last week, three different officers, when I asked them what is the deployable amount of officers on the average amount on a day, it's 2 to 250 out of 759 sworn officers. It's 2 to 250 for a city of 6 to 700,000.
That covers 24 hours.
Right. Right. So that could be, think about that. Even, let's do a really easy math. Let's say it's 240. Right? So divided by three shifts, that's 80 cops for the day. If things are good, we got 80 cops on the streets at any one shift in the entire city. Okay? Then you divide that by five divisions. Then it starts getting a little thinner. Okay? So
and
I'm
then
just,
shifts.
Right. I was talking to a Pliskin Acres TPD officer, and I said, what's the best you get on a day deployable, like actually out there? He said 10 for the entire division that Pliskin Acres is in, or a good portion of it. So you keep doing this to the small business owner. You fail to protect them. You fail to protect their businesses, their dreams, and their stuff. Right? You have business groups that don't want to piss off the powers that be, so they don't bring up the cop thing. Because they know it's a sort that, I mean, that's why the Metro Chamber did not, the Metro Chamber, everyone asked me, why didn't they make an endorsement in the Ackerley Romero race? Because they knew Rahina was going to win and they didn't want to piss her off.
That's how things are done around.
Okay.
Here.
So what happens is, oh, and the other thing, remember, we're collecting alarm fees every time it goes off. So your alarm fees will go off more because cops are so low in staffing and crime's rampant.
And people know it, yeah. The
so the city, by not staffing cops, actually I probably would say causes more alarms to go off in the entire city. And then after you get ripped off, they send you a bill saying, oh, we had your alarm went off, I need $150 from you. Or more, whatever the number is.
City is making money on this.
Right, so what happens is, right, that you create this environment of you, the only thing you can get is you have to literally, from your knees negotiate with these people that you don't want. If you remember, Karen Ulick was so proud that she scored the target on Oracle there.
Big box.
That thing's massive.
Big box.
Right? And then what happened was the big box, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, big box people know how to use maps. So they find unincorporated county islands right near the city. Right. And what happens is they build in the pretty close to those neighborhoods anyway.
No.
Right. And then what happens is the city screws themselves out of sales tax. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then let's go. So what? I got to go to break. 6:50 in the morning. I'm going to hold the rant. I got to go get some mid rant coffee from Brewed, and then we'll be back. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 voice. Look at Ed playing Christmas music the day after Veterans Day. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Hey, having a party.
Why are we having a party?
Because it's Christmas. We're having a Christmas party at the Tankaverde Guest Ranch. Oh, my. On, December 10th? Something like that? What is it?
It's December 10th.
Tuesday,
we're
going to
be at Tankaverde Guest Ranch for the 47th annual Wake Up Tucson Christmas party.
The big one.
We've only been on the show for 10 years, but this is our 40th. We've been partying so hard, there's been 47 of these things. So please join us. It's going to be, we're doing literally what we're aiming for is, you know, they do that cowboy dinner kind of thing at Tankaverde Guest Ranch.
Fire and all
we're going to do a version of that for the party.
But we'll probably be inside.
Yes.
Okay.
We will. But
crazy. So I get to wear my boots.
Still going to be awesome. You got to wear your boots.
Put lights in my cowboy hat and come on out.
I got to talk to Northy about music.
Yeah.
I need an Arizona original, you know. How about her? Let's talk to Hersey. We'd have had Hersey play one of our gigs. We love Hersey. He's not,
yeah, maybe Tuesday night we could get him.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So, Andy, if you're listening, as Rambo said in First Blood,
we're coming for you.
6:54 in the morning. I was just in mid-rant when we had to go listen to some of our valuable sponsors. And we were just talking about how the city of Tucson, with all of its shenanigans over the years, right, in this area... They now are getting things that they say are successors or the things that they, in their deepest, darkest discussions, right, hanging out at the Dragon's View restaurant at the Greater Democrats of Tucson Luncheon. If you told them 10 years ago that the things that you'd be giving yourself a pat on the back on is an Amazon distribution center right? Which some people in their side of the world say is an evil place to work because they work everyone too hard, pay them crap, and blah, 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 right?
And if it's and coming, put, it's going to be
and
here
And they
anyhow.
Put the small mom and pop out of business, right? That whole thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we got an Amazon distribution center, a home goods distribution center, which is nice. That fits our location, our workforce. That's what you get, right? Oh, Raytheon's adding more people making bombs and missiles. Right? You think Raheena Romero and Ramon Valadez and Richard Elias would say, geez, we want more bomb makers. Well, of course not. Right? Then we have Caterpillar. Okay? So you have Fletcher and the boys, which again were put in there by the Republicans after Dan Ekstrom, Vic Soltero, and those crew screwed up the first Rio Nuevo for $250 million down the toilet. Right? So then Fletcher and the crew has to come in there, put in by evil Republicans to get something done with Rio Nuevo money. And what do? They spend $50 million building a corporate headquarters for Caterpillar to move their folks here. Right? That whole thing. Well, if you told Raheena, Richard Elias, and Raul Grijalva that, hey, one of our successes so many years from now is a Republican-controlled Rio Nuevo is going to take $50 million and spend it to bring a company that sells equipment that rapes Mother Earth. I don't know if you guys remember this. Raheena works for the Center for Biological Diversity as her real job. They would say, get out of here. We would never want that. If you remember, before the groundbreaking on the Caterpillar, there were little flyers all over that neighborhood saying we have to protest the groundbreaking of the Caterpillar because, of course, the Israeli Defense Forces use it to mow down Palestinian settlements, and so, of course, Caterpillar somehow is at fault for knocking down Palestinian refugee whatever. Okay, but this is where you're at, Tucson. Go back to my discussion with Karen Ulick in the garden. I'm not even making that up. When she would call the show, she'd call from the backyard while having her coffee. It was great. And I could hear the birds in the background. Remember, I say, oh, those birds in the background. Mm-hmm. It's like Snow White when she was talking to the little bluebird, right?
Okay. Bird bath, yeah.
Right? And I said to her, how does it feel to be a city that has to negotiate from its knees? Right? And she's like, we're not doing that. Of course you are. And of course you have since. When you have to do these GPLET deals all the time, which are tax incentive deals, where literally you temporarily kind of take your asset and you basically give it to the city for so many years so it's not considered owned by you anymore, but you get all the benefits from it, but because you're not considered owned by you for those so many years, you don't have to pay taxes. Okay? So this is where this is what's so crazy about this town, right? When they keep saying, look at Lane Santa Cruz and Raheena with all of their campaign promises. Oh, we're going to strengthen small business.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that without a police force. You can't do that if you're going to nickel and dime them on every time their alarm trips. You send them a bill for $200, right? With crappy roads, all of this stuff. The 12th Avenue thing that we're going to talk about before this is over is they want to take South 12th, which they've already redone the roads. They're nice now. They did a mill and pave job.
Right.
Now what we're going to do is change it from 5 lanes, right? 2 lanes with a little turn lane. Now we're going to go 3 lanes, 2 lanes with the turn lane, but we need on-the-street parking, but more importantly, we need street bike lanes on South 12th.
Bike lanes and trees. On the road.
I'm just saying, that's the best part of all of this, is you guys have gotten, you've created a place that only the big boys that you hate can play in and put up with your crap and your lawyers and whatever. Now, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Coming up is Pat, I'm listening to look at that. Deb Ferns, and this place is just getting spicier. That's the crazy part.
Here we go.
Wake up.